The Ghana Refugee Board has put before the Minister of the Interior, Marco Yungo, an endless list of challenges facing the organization. This happened during a working visit by the sector minister to the board to familiarize himself with agencies under his ministry. The minister noted that despite the challenges confronting the board, it has been able to keep the organization running. He expressed grave concern about malpractices indulged in by some refugees and called for laws to be applied in such situations. Samuel Bano and Aurelia Kandi have the details.
Statistics from the Ghana Refugee Board indicate that there are about 20,736 refugees currently seeking asylum in Ghana. After listening to the concerns and operations of the board, the Interior Minister, Marco Yungo, lauded the efforts of the board and tasked them to explore other avenues of revenue generation. He said, though the country is a safe haven for refugees, they must abide by the laws of the country.
Ghana has suddenly become a very safe haven for refugees because our country is safe, our country is secured, and our country receives very warmly these refugees, our hospitality, and all these make Ghana a very favorable destination for refugees. But I think that we too should be very careful about the way we accept. We need to educate our refugees to be law-abiding. We have laws in this country, and I think that the fact that they are refugees doesn't mean that they should flout our laws with impunity. They must respect our laws.
Chairman of Ghana Refugee Board, Kenneth Driasa, said the organization has started issuing residence permits to refugees. He called on the minister to help address their challenges.
We are currently undertaking a structural review exercise, and ultimately our projection is that we shall offload the staff salaries onto the SSSS in the nearest future. The staff is supported by allowances. Actual fact, we need support from the state.
The Minister of the Interior, Marco Yungo, assured the refugees that challenges facing the board will be over soon.
Samuel Bano and Aurelia Kandi filed that report.